Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 81. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. A slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight with our low around 57. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Showers will continue throughout the day on Thursday with our high nearing 72. Showers and 54 Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was injured on Tuesday after a semi-truck failed to move to the left lane and crashed into the trooper's vehicle during a vehicle inspection. The crash happened on I-70 near Ellis. KHP crash logs say the trooper was performing a truck inspection of a semi from Fort Collins, Colorado, and was standing at the door of the truck when his vehicle, a 2020 Dodge Challenger, was struck. The trooper was taken to Hayes Medical Center and was treated for minor injuries. New durable hunting and fishing license cards will be an option for Kansas recreationalists soon, with two designs to choose from, a crappie and a pheasant. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks says it will launch a new licensing system called Go Outdoors Kansas, which will improve customer experiences for all outdoor recreationalists in the Sunflower State. The hard cards can be bought anywhere hunting and fishing licenses are sold and will be mailed within a week of purchase. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a new or used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Emergency crews recovered a person's body from Winfield Lake Tuesday afternoon. According to a post on the Sedgwick County Fire District 1 Facebook page, the Sedgwick County Fire Department dive team, Kansas Wildlife and Parks, Winfield and Ark City Fire and EMS all assisted in the search for the person who they discovered had apparently drowned at the lake. The person's identity has not been released. A teen was taken to an Emporia hospital following a late-night rollover crash Tuesday on the Kansas Turnpike in Osage County. That's according to authorities. The crash was reported at 10:40 p.m. Tuesday on I-335 on the Turnpike about 19 miles south of Topeka. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2005 Ford Freestyle was southbound on the Turnpike when the driver lost control of the car, which went off the roadway to the west, entered the ditch, rolled, and came to rest upside down. The driver, Jayla M. Gilliam, 19 of Emporia, was transported to Newman Regional Health with what were believed to be minor injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit BlueValley.net today and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The city of Lincoln will pay $497,500 to a woman who was injured when she says police fired rubber bullets during racial justice protests in 2020. Elise Poole sued the city after she was struck by a rubber bullet during protests near downtown Lincoln on May 31st of 2020. The lawsuit claimed that Poole was trying to flee after law enforcement officers fired tear gas to disperse a crowd of protesters. Excessive speed and alcohol are being investigated as contributing factors in a deadly crash in Scotts Bluff early yesterday morning. The Scotts Bluff Police Department says Andres J. Gutierrez, age 30, of Scotts Bluff, bypassed barricades on the closed Sugar Factory Road. When driving his Dodge Ram pickup truck on the southbound lanes, he struck a parked semi-trailer in the road at the intersection of 21st Street and East 42nd Street at 12:12 a.m. Gutierrez, the lone occupant in the vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and received no comments during a public hearing to close out the Community Development Block Grant awarded for construction of the new fire station, which is complete on North 20th Street. The total project came in at $1.37 million, with the grant funding $541,000. Plans are to host a public house at a later date. Engineers advise that work continues on the sewage lagoon update project, with environmental testing underway and the design process to begin soon. Construction would be expected no earlier than next spring. A nuisance hearing was held for a property at 1007 Calhoun for Juan and Mary Montes. Items stored in the yard will be removed by the city and billed to the property owners. The Black Squirrel Committee asked for city contribution of $2,000 toward a hot air balloon event proposed in conjunction with Black Squirrel activities in October. Total cost estimated at $15,000 to $20,000, with commitments of $3,000 from the Marysville Community Foundation and $1,000 from Marshall County Commissioners. The balance to be solicited from private donors. Council expressed concern adding additional funding to an earlier $10,000 request for Black Squirrel events, and some further suggested moving the activities to the airport may not connect to activities downtown and that it should be planned as a separate standalone event. Final vote was 4 against and 3 for the funding request. The conversation led to discussion regarding 4th of July fireworks, which may be on hold again this year due to struggles finding a licensed operator. The annual event was not held last year with the same concerns. 10 applications have been received for lifeguard at the city pool with a manager yet to be identified. Another 10 lifeguards will be needed for full-time operations. A recommendation to add $1 per hour to the pay scale was suggested. Staff will return with such revisions. If there's not sufficient staff, operating hours may be scaled back. Approval was given for $27,000 to Inline Construction, the loan bid for replacing a storm sewer on Carolina from 6th to 7th Streets. Marysville Mayor Jason Barnes asked consideration for ideas that could incentivize new housing construction and has been in conversation with Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Blue Rapids and Waterville fire departments responded with mutual aid Tuesday evening for a grass fire out of control north of Randolph near Christensen and Rose Hills. Riley County Fire District No. 1 initially responded to a permitted burn that went out of control near Borling Road, with some 180 acres involved as of 7 p.m. This was near where the Carlson Road fire recently was. No individuals or structures were threatened, with control gained by 11 p.m. Backfires were used to reduce available fuels, and authorities plan to monitor hotspots Wednesday. Work on a pair of Nemaha County bridges north of Centralia will force traffic detours as K-187 is closed to traffic from U.S. 36 South to K-9 Highway. Through November, work is planned on the Weir Creek and Nemaha River bridge crossings, located 3 miles and 6 miles north of Centralia. Traffic is being detoured to U.S. 36 during construction. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville will hold its annual meeting Wednesday evening. Nominees for the board include Sandy Keller, City of Marysville, Kevin O'Neill of Beatty for the Rural Post, and at-large positions Jeff Christ of Marysville and Gary Holly of Bremen. NECAP Head Start is accepting applications for the upcoming school year. Accepting applications for preschool center-based children ages 3 to 5 and home-based early Head Start children prenatal to 2 years old. A preschool preview open house is planned Friday, April 29th at the NECAP Marshall County Head Start Center in Marysville at 302 Alston. Drop by anytime from 8:30 till 3:30. Visit with staff, take tours, crafts will be available, and get your child enrolled in the free Head Start programs. For details, check their Facebook page or their website, kneecap.org, for more information. Phyllis A. Matthewson, age 88, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 4, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Matthewson. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, egg salad, potato and ham soup, celery and carrots, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, pork loin, cornbread, baked beans, pea salad, and apple rings. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today before a chance for some rain and thunderstorms overnight. Showers may continue throughout Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before clearing up on Sunday. Staying a bit warmer today with our highs in the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. South winds will be fairly breezy between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers will start later this evening and temperatures will stay fairly mild, with our lows in the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s throughout Missouri. Temperatures may stay a bit cooler on Thursday as rain showers will continue, and a chance for some rain throughout Thursday night and continuing throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April, 70. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 47. And the record low, 28. Sunset this evening, 8:16. Sunrise in the morning at 6:34. Sunshine, and we start at 50 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Ja Morant, magnificent in Memphis. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Game 5 action in the NBA playoffs last night. It was the Ja Morant show in Memphis. The Grizzlies trailing the T-Wolves in the third, energized by a Morant dunk on Malik Beasley with just 5 seconds left to play. Fast forward to just over 60 seconds left in the game. Morant drained a 25-foot three ball to put Memphis up by one. Anthony Edwards' three tied things at 109, but with less than 4 seconds in the game left.
The inbound for Morant. He gets by Edwards into the lane at Vanderbilt. Scoops! Oh! Scores! With 1 second remaining, the Wolves have the ball. No timeouts. Vanderbilt for Towns from three-quarter court. Grizzlies are up 3-2.
The call on 92.9 ESPN. Final score 111-109. Memphis can eliminate the T-Wolves in Game 6 in Minneapolis on Friday night. The Suns pushed the Pelicans to the brink of elimination with their 112-97 home win. Mikal Bridges led all scorers with 31, including back-to-back dunks to close out the game. More NBA playoff action. The Heat held off the Hawks to advance to round two with a 97-94 decision, ending Atlanta's season. Trae Young held to 11 points on 2 of 12 shooting and 0 for 5 from three-point range. The Heat faced the winner of the Toronto-Philadelphia series in round two. NHL, the Hurricanes look to fend off the Rangers for the top spot in the Metropolitan Division, hosting the Blue Shirts. The Rangers getting two late goals from Jacob Trouba and Alexis Lafreniere to close to 4-3 Canes, but they wouldn't find the net with the extra skater after pulling their goalie.
Fox keeps it in. Chances. Fanned on. Kreider with it. 1 second. Shot goes off of a body. And the Kings of the Metro Division are the Carolina Hurricanes.
Call on 99.9 The Fan. The Oilers cruise to a 5-1 victory over Pittsburgh to shore up number two in the Pacific. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Agriculture Committee members heard from the beef industry yesterday regarding the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. The hearing, preceded by months of debate over the need for increased transparency in cattle marketing, highlighted the vehement opposition to government mandates by a majority of U.S. cattle producers. Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, says what's being proposed right now concentrated on what works in one region simply doesn't work for the rest of the country.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's been the thing that, you know, if you zoom out from this and, you know, there's people with diehard positions on one side or the other, then there's those of us, you know, in the trade association world where we kind of have members on all sides of it. And we're trying to figure out what the best policy is. Boy, the economic community, the ag econ community, does not have those disputes. They are pretty united behind the idea that this is not economically a good deal for cattle producers. Forget the packers, just for cattle producers. This is something that could cost producers billions of dollars over the next few years.
He said NCBA stands for committed to turning the focus to solutions with broad industry support, like the cattle contract library, 14-day delivery, expedited carcass weight reporting, daily formula-based price reporting, and incentives for expanding regional processing capacity. U.S. Trade Rep Catherine Tai met with her counterpart in the U.K. this week as part of the second U.S.-U.K. trade dialogue. While not official trade negotiations, the dialogue focused on the future of trade between the two countries. Ambassador Tai and U.K. Secretary of State Anne-Marie Trevelyan hosted a series of roundtable discussions. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday morning today. Yesterday, we saw grains a little bit higher, livestock a little bit lower on the day, so kind of an interesting day in trading for sure. We'll see how today goes in just a little bit. Corn market, they kind of teetered back and forth and saw some red for a while. Came back up into the positive by the end of trading as May corn wrapped up 3 cents higher, sitting at 803 and a quarter. And July corn up by 3.5 cents on the day at 801 and a half. Kansas City wheat, they were one of the first ones to jump into the positive after the beginning yesterday, with May KC wheat up 12 and a half cents, sitting at 1157 and three quarters by the end of trading. July was up 11 and a half at 1164 and a half. On the bean market, it was kind of mixed on the days. May soybean dropped up 1 3/4 cents higher at 1705 and a quarter. The July was down 3.5 cents at 1671 and three quarters. On the meal side, May soybean meal was down 760 at 444.80, with the July down by 860 at 437 even a bushel. On the oil side as well, May soybean oil was in the green. They saw some gains up near $2.55 higher at 85.29. Cotton market saw a boost, with May cotton up $1.12, sitting at 142.53. July was also up 27 cents at 135.68. In the oats market, things were a little bit lower for the day as May oats finished yesterday at 21 and a quarter cents down at 6.94 even. July was also down 20 and a quarter cents at 6.94. Over in the livestock market, it was kind of mixed on the board as live cattle was up. Feeder cattle were down. We'll see if we can't rebound those today, as April live cattle finished up 90 cents higher at 140 even, with the June up by 82 cents, sitting 136 and a quarter. Feeder cattle saw some red yesterday, with April down 35 cents at 156.20, and the May in the red 57 cents at 160.72. Over in the lean hogs, things were a little bit lower there, with May lean hogs finishing $2.60 in the red at 105.20.
At Midwest Kia, the muse is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate, as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life, it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 27th, the 117th day of the year. Civil rights leader Coretta Scott King was born on this day in 1927. In past editions of the Old Farmer's Almanac, we've examined some of the more notable customs involving saliva or spit throughout history, including the phrase, to lick one's wounds. We use the term meaning recuperating from defeat in a mostly figuratively way today. Taken literally, it might seem a rather disgusting habit. But it turns out researchers studying why animals often lick their wounds have discovered a protein in saliva that speeds up the healing process. That doesn't mean you should start licking your cuts and scrapes. It does mean a promising new approach for developing healing drugs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. On the way up, temperature-wise, it's 50 with sunshine this hour. Highs forecast near 80 today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Wichita State baseball team is in a slump, and after Tuesday's loss to number 8 Oklahoma State, the Shockers have dropped 10 straight games, the most in program history. Wichita State did score 5 runs in the third inning to play with a 5-3 lead against the Cowboys before OSU scored 6 runs in the 5th inning and never looked back on their way to a 12-6 win. With the loss, the Shockers dropped a 13-28 overall on the season. Wichita State resumes conference play on Friday at Memphis, kicking off a 3-game series. Daniel Lynch pitched 6 crisp innings, and the Kansas City Royals handed the Chicago White Sox their 8th straight loss with a 6-0 victory. Bobby Witt Jr. had 2 hits, and Carlos Santana drove in 2 runs, helping Kansas City stop a 4-game slide. The Royals were outscored 22-12 in a sweep at Seattle over the weekend. Lynch allowed 2 hits, struck out 7, and walked 2. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
You've been whispering things I've never heard. Love's been redefined. It's more than just a word. I never thought I'd fall again, but roads divide and new roads begin. So it could take a lifetime to find someone like you. I've been looking for a love like that. Once you start it, you can't turn back. I get the feeling that I'm looking at to my prayers. 'Cause when you lay me down, you set me free. My heart stops when you touch me. I've been looking for a love like that. Each time it felt so right, it always turned out wrong. I know it was you. I want it all along. I thought it was impossible, but I think I found my miracle. I only needed someone who needs me like you do. I've been looking for a love like that. Once you start it, you can't turn back. I get the feeling that I'm looking at the answer. Touch me.
said I'd give you the whole world somehow. I tried making good on that promise. Thought I'd be so much further by now. Never could build you a castle, even though you're the queen of my heart. But I've had the best of intentions from the start. Now some people think I'm a loser, 'cause I seldom get things right. But you make me feel like a winner when you wrap me in your arms so tight. Please tell me you will remember, no matter how much I do wrong, that I had the best of intentions.
Show my love.